welcome to Friendly Friday. Yep, Friendly Friday on Twitter. And for those of you who don't know anything about Twitter, it's a handy way of keeping in touch with people. It's a very handy way. You can use it to send pretty instant messages to individuals in all over the world. Although you have to watch out that they live in different time zones, you know. So if you're being really friendly with somebody in Vancouver, one of my very favorite friendly places, you have to be thinking about, are they awake? Are they asleep? Do I want to keep them awake, or do I want to help them to go to sleep? What time should I reach out to them if I want to be friendly with them? So Twitter is a very friendly place, if you make it friendly. In the old days when Twitter was getting going, some great bright spark, whose name I can't remember, invented the idea that on a Friday, they would sort of tell other people about people. So they started being very social, like saying, you know, follow this person. Link, really. It was a kind of language. In those days, it was like there weren't that many people on Twitter when Follow Friday started. The idea was that on a Friday, you'd put some of your best people in touch with other people, and we'd kind of join up the world, you know, join up the dots via Twitter. A very practical thing too, really. It just meant that if you were having a good contact with somebody on Twitter, and you liked what they were doing, and you weren't selfish, you shared it, you got the information out to other people. Well, of course, Twitter's changed, the world's changed, everything's changing all the time.